around, I'll tell a story about a man I know and what he did across the ocean half a century ago. Death was raining from the skies all over Vietnam. Al and Clyde decided they had to try to stop the bombs. These two young men signed up to join the Merchant Marine, horrified by what they heard along with what they'd seen. They began to have discussions. They found a common goal. They'd join the crew of the Columbia Eagle, and then they'd take control. The ship was full of napalm, heading across the sea to be loaded onto planes and be dropped upon the country to burn the skin off people beneath it. At the time, they vowed to break the law to prevent a greater crime. They thought they'd spend their lives in prison, or more likely they would die. But Clyde and Al agreed that at least they had to try to sail to Cambodia with all the napalm as well, where it might remain forever, the bombs that never fell. They carried out their plan, and they didn't slip. Just two guns between them, but soon they ran the ship. They brought it into the harbor by the city of Phnom Penh to stay in neutral waters until there was peace again. But that's not how it ended. The next thing that they knew, Sihanouk was overthrown. There was a military coup. Clyde McKay died in the jungle, and with so many of his peers, in a California prison, Al Gladkowski spent 8 years. The ship was not off course by much more than a bit. The future of the folly, perhaps they didn't change it. But while the blood was flowing, and most people spent their days maybe marching in the streets or just joining the rat race, there are those among us who can say they really tried, who did everything they possibly could to stop the fratricide. So if you see a big white beard on the Central Eastern shore, he might be a mutineer who tried to stop the war. Gather round, I'll tell a story about a man I know, what he did across the ocean half a century ago.